Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today I'm sharing with you my earnestly contending letter for May 2025. The title of it is Faith Worships. Many people claim to worship God, but in reality, they are not true worshipers because they are not genuine believers. A true believer is a true worshiper. The first act of worship is saving faith. And true faith demonstrates itself in being a true worshiper. Hebrews 11:4 says, "By faith Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, through which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and through it he, being dead, still speaks." After introducing the subject of faith, the very first example of saving faith in Hebrews 11 is that of Abel. The issue is worship. This takes us back to the very beginning of Genesis. Both Cain and his brother Abel came to worship God. Both were believers, quote-unquote, air quotes, both were believers in that sense. But only Abel is shown to be a true worshiper. Only he is shown to be a true believer. Compare 1 John 3:12. Cain came to worship on his own terms, offering fruit, while Abel came according to God's prescribed, offering the firstborn of his flock. True faith, true worship, comes to God on his terms. It is evident from the text that God had clearly made it known what offering would be acceptable to him. Genesis 4, 6, and 7 reads, "So the Lord said to Cain, 'Why are you angry? And why has your countenance fallen? If you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin lies at the door, and its desire is for you, but you should rule over it.'" God came to Cain, reasoned with him, that if he would do well in bringing the prescribed offering, he too would be accepted. This clearly shows that Cain knew God's terms, but his pride got the best of him. The pride of life for him was his work with the fruit of the ground. But from the beginning, God demanded a blood offering. This is indicated in Hebrews 12:24, which says, "To Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaks better things than that of Abel." The Old Testament blood offerings portrayed God's terms. Compare Hebrews 9:22, which ultimately are found in his Son. God saves to the uttermost those who come to God through him, Hebrews 7:25. Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, John 1:29. Jesus alone is the way, the truth, and the life, John 14:6. There is no other way to come to God other than through Jesus. On the divine side, provision has been made. But on the human side, we must receive Jesus by faith, John 1:12. We must believe in him for who he is as Lord and Savior. True faith is an act of worship that bows to the truth of Jesus as Lord and Savior. Thus it comes to God on his terms, which are faith in Jesus for who he is. In an evangelistic context, Jesus said to the Samaritan woman that the Father is seeking true worshipers, and that those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth. John 4:23 and 24. To be a true believer is to be a true worshiper. This is what God is looking for, as recognized in Abel. Paul explains that those in a true covenant relationship with God are those, quote, "who worship in the Spirit of God and glory in Christ Jesus and put no confidence in the flesh." Philippians 3:3. Thought: to be a true believer is to be a true worshiper, as seen in Abel. This is Pastor Dwight J. Oswald, earnestly contending.